शुक्लां भरदरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये। ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परा। Last week we had started this text, Vishnu Sahasranama, Vishnu Sahasranama Stotram. So in that first we saw Ganesha Vandanam, then Vishvaksena Vandanam, then Vyasa Vandanam or Guru Vandanam, and then we talked about Vishnu, Vishnu Vandanam. Harikaraya Shuddhaya Nityaya Paramatmane Sadaika Rupa Rupaya Vishnave Sarvajishnave. And then finally it says yasya smarana matrena janma samsara bandhanat kibuchyate namastasmai vishnave prabha vishnave om namo vishnave prabha vishnave. You see up to that verse. So there he says yasya smarana matrena janma samsara bandhanat. So by just merely thinking about the Lord Vishnu, janma samsara bandhanat kibuchyate means we become free from the bondage of this birth and death. So, very clear indication that Vishnu Sahasranama Stotram is being chanted, understanding the meaning mainly to attain self-realization, to attain liberation. And I told you, what will give us liberation is only knowledge. And this Parayanam of Vishnu Sahasranama and other practices that we have like Karma Yoga, etc., they make our mind pure. Chitta Shuddhi, Chitta Ekagrata and Chitta Vishalata. These are important. Chitta Shuddhi means thought should be pure. Unselfish, selfless thoughts. And Vishalata, broad mind. Not narrow mind. Like when we chanted the invocation for Bhagavad Gita by Madhusudana Saraswati, there we studied, you know, for Vyasa, when he is praying to Lord, when he is praising Lord Vyasa, Guru Vandanam, there he says, Namostute Vyasa Vishala Buddhe. So broad buddhi, Vishala buddhi. And then Ekagraha. Ekagraha means one-pointedness. The focus should be upon the higher. So he says, yasya smarana matrena janma samsara bandhana. Means, the person develops the qualities to that level where the knowledge once administered after that, straight away gets converted into wisdom easily. So therefore, by chanting all this Sahasranama Stotram, we develop a conducive mindset. Very important. A vairagya comes. At the end of the day, everything is nothing but Vishnu. And in all different needs, when we study, thereafter, when we go into the world and contact the worldly objects and beings, if this practice of Vishnu Sahasranama Stotram is going on, then this reflects in our life. And everything that we will see it as the manifestation of that one reality, Vishnu. So, yasya smarana matrena janma samsara bandhanat vimuchyate namastasmai vishnave prabha vishnave. Vishnave prabha vishnave means prakarshena. The prakarshena means the one has become multifold. No. One Vishnu, one reality has become all this in this universe. Sat, chit, the entire manifested objects and beings. Nothing but that one Vishnu. The moment I understand that, I become free from Janma Samsara. See, when the body is born, we are not born. We meaning the Atma is not born. When the body dies, the Atma does not die. And due to ignorance, when the body is born, we think we are born. And we limit ourselves with this body-mind-intellect complex. When we limit ourselves with this body-mind-intellect complex, then anything happens to the body, happens to us. Anything happens to the mind, happens to us. Anything happens to the buddhi, happens to us. So this is called samsara. What is actually happening in the world, when it doesn't affect you, that's not samsara. So the affectation is what, affectation is happening because of what reason? It is because of our attachment to this body-mind-intellect complex. But when we understand that everything is nothing but that reality, one reality, then the attachment drops. When the attachment drops, whatever happens to the body doesn't happen to you. Whatever happens to the mind and intellect doesn't happen to you. You are able to maintain a distance mentally and not affected by that, not get affected by that. So therefore, he says, just by remembering, thinking, you become free from janma samsara bandham. In fact, we fall into janma samsara bandham because we forget the reality. We have luckily studied Keno Upanishad. It makes my job a little easy. In Keno Upanishad, what does he say? It is not what you see, but what makes you see. Remember, it is not what you hear, but what makes you hear, that is God. It is not what you speak, but what makes you speak, that is God. It is not what you see, but what makes you see, that is God. It goes on like that. So, today what is happening is, how am I falling into bandham, samsara bandham? I'm falling into samsara bandham by the moment I see the object or hear or smell, taste, touch, the moment my senses contact the world, what happens? I'm experiencing something from that object. Right? I like it. I don't like it. Huh? So the moment I'm meeting some of you, you are coming to my class and we meet each other, then you say, oh, I like him. I don't like him. I like her. I don't like her. You understand? So that contact creates some kind of likes and dislikes within. Then my mind constantly dwells on the object of my contact and develops attachment. Then whatever happens to that object happens to me. It is called bandha. Samsara bandha. You understand? Now, what Keno Upanishad is, when you are seeing, you should see the principle behind the seeing, which is Atma. But we don't. We only see the object that we see. And we like it, we dislike it, we get into samsara. So, if you in your thoughts create the thought of reality by this Vishnu Sahasranama Sotram, then when you see, hear, smell, taste, touch, you will understand that they are all different nama rupa, but they are essentially what? Vishnu. The moment I understand that, then I don't get into any samsara bandham. So he says, yasya smarana matrena janma samsara bandham. And we should get this reality in our smaran. Huh? We should get that into our smaran actually. Just one conscious mind level, it is there, it's of no use. It should come to our subconscious mind level. Conscious mind level, you deal with the world. But at the subconscious mind level, should only be Atma. That is what happens in Krishna's life, if you see. Outside he is playing with all the gopis and all the tamasha going on. But inside it's all only reality, nothing else. So, in our case, outside we may be in the mandir. Or we may be chanting Vishnu Sahasranama Stotram. But inside it is all the worldly success and this and that. So, smaran means it's a beautiful methodology by which you reprogram your subconscious with the thoughts of reality. And when inside you have the thoughts of reality, you become more and more detached with the outside. You just deal with it as a matter of fact. Therefore, you don't create the samsara bandham. So, yasya smarana matrena janma samsara bandham. Beautiful bhajan is there, no? I think it's by Neeraji. Naam japan kyun chod diya? No. Naam japan kyun chod diya? Krodhina choda, then there is something else that comes. Mohana choda, something like that comes. Jutuna choda, krodhina choda. But you forgot the name of the Lord. Beautiful bhajan. You know, so we don't forget about anything in the world. Oh, you told me when you go to London, you will get me this. What happened? Very much we remember that. You told me next time when you come to see me, you will bring me this. What happened to that? But we forgot the reality. Naam japan kyun chod diya, jhoot na choda, krodh na choda, satya vachan kyun chod diya. Beautiful bhajan. Naam japan kyun chod diya. So these are all naam japan. You understand? But the beauty of the chanting of this naam japan is to reprogram our subconscious to the thoughts of reality. Once that happens, then we become free from the janma samsara bandham. Now, the text starts as given in Mahabharata, Sri Vaishampayana Muni sage is talking to Janamejaya. Who is Janamejaya? Janamejaya is the son of Parikshit. Who is Parikshit?
Son of Abhimanyu, no?
Son of Abhimanyu. And Abhimanyu is the son of Arjuna.
Who is the son of Vedhya? There will be a Vanshaj of Vedhya, only, no, Guruji, because pardon? Pandu was the son of Vedvyas, right?
No. See. Yeah, that is different. That if you see, as per the story, the technical father is Pandu. Sorry, Chitravira. But he was born by Vyasa. That way, yes. Even Dhritarashtra, you understand. Dhritarashtra, Pandu and who is the other one? That Kripa. Kripa, no? Is it Kripa? No, no. What's his name?
With me, sorry.
Vidurji. I'm getting old. So, all these names I'm forgetting. So, these three were born to sage Vyasa. That way, yes. So, Sri Vaishampayana Vuvacha, that's how the verse starts, is from Mahabharata. So, Vaishampayana sage spoke to Janamejaya, and there he says what happened to Yudhishthira and how Yudhishthira approached Bhishma and how Bhishmacharya gave the Vishnu Sahasra Nam. So, let's begin. Sri Vaishampayana Uvacha, Shrutva Dharmana Sheshena Pavananita Sarvashaha. Yudhishthira Shantanavam Punarevapya Bhashata Sutva Dharmana Sheshena Pavananisha Sarvasaha Yudhishthira Shantanavam Punarevapya Bhashata. Sri Vaishampayana Vacha, Sri Vaishampayana said to Janamejaya. Sutva means having heard. Past tense. Sutva, past tense. Sutva, what? Having heard what? Dharman Ateshena Pavananicha Sarvasaha. All dharmas and all prayashita karmas was heard by Yudhishthira. Ateshena means fully, completely. Whatever has to be understood, he understood in all the dharmas and prayashita karmas. That's what it means. So dharmas means what kind of dharmas? Yaloka, Paraloka, Moksha, you understand, all dharmas. How to behave, what kind of phalam we can get by behaving like this in this world. And if I want pap and punya, if I want punya especially, what am I supposed to do? Having heard that sutva, having listened to that, having understood that, how fully, completely, without any doubt, studying about all dharmas and pavanani, means prayaschitta karmas, basically all the different do's and don'ts to be happy and peaceful, aseshena fully. See, the main thing is all of us have this shakti called Ichha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Shakti. Ichha Shakti means what? Ichha means what? Desire. Ichha Shakti. That's also a shakti. Then Kriya Shakti, the ability to do the action. Then Jnana Shakti, knowledge. These three shaktis should be used properly. You should learn to use the shaktis properly. See, the other day somebody, there is this YouTube channel called Advaita Academy. They had contacted me for some lectures, so I gave them the talk on Vedanta for Youth. Youth means, Vedanta for Youth means what? Vedanta is for everybody and especially for youth. It's understood as if it is for old people, therefore now we have to find the topic Vedanta for youth and all that stuff. Youth means who are they? Full of energy. Children means full of energy. Youngsters have a lot of energy. They have desire. They have the ability to do action. You know, and therefore they need direction. That is very important. That's what Shastra does. It teaches and protects. Shastram means teach and protect. So, what we should know that. We are knowing all things which is useless. Huh? We are so concerned. At least what is happening in Olympics, if you are concerned, I can understand. But you are concerned about what is happening to Amitabh Bachchan's granddaughter. You understand? So those kind of things we want to know. So many non-essentials we are wasting our energy in. People have tremendous energy. If only we can really become focused and see where our energy is getting drained. Lot of people lose focus. This is what Rajas is this. Even in business, you will start 25,000 things and you will not have focus. Your energies will get drained. You won't grow as you should be growing. When, you know, in Apple, Steve Jobs in between left and then he joined later. He was brought back later. When he came, first thing he did is, when he was not there, what they had done is they have developed 2-3 or more products and they were in loss. The company was not doing well. When he took over again, first thing he did is, he dropped all those extra products and again came back to focus. And I think the very year he took over, he brought the company back to profit. So if you actually see, majority of us are draining our energy in the non-productive channels. Non-productive channels. They call the television as an idiot box. You know, they use that word, no? Idiot box. These kind of things, they drain your energy. There is this beautiful documentary in that Netflix. One of my class members, you know, he was after me, he said, please watch that. So I watched, it's very, very nice. Where they show how, you know, it's called social dilemma, right? Social dilemma. Free, all free for us. Twitter free, WhatsApp free, Facebook is free, Instagram is free. I don't know what else is there. This three only I know. So all these are there. So what's happening is, we say free. But actually, is it free? You are paying by your valuable time. You understand? You are paying to them by giving your valuable time. And that's how they are making money through advertisements. That's why it's free for you. The moment it's free, you get attracted. So what is happening is, the knowledge, jnana shakti, is wasted. Since you know all the non-essentials, you develop desire for all the non-essentials. So ichcha shakti is also wasted. Then, to gain the object of those things, you are wasting your kriya shakti also. So all our shaktis are going in the unproductive channels. Then suddenly after 50, 60, when the body is not cooperating for us to run around, suddenly this thought comes. What have I gained here? All the things I know, is it going to help me? All the objects that I've gained, is it going to help me? Nothing seems to be helping me. So, have I wasted my time? This starts to come later on. That's why many times you find people around 50, 60 more in Vedanta sessions. The reason is this. It's not that it's only for them. Had you learned it when you were young, you need not have, you know, got it this late. So therefore, Ichcha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Shakti should be used properly. So Yudhishthira, having become the king, he wanted to know all the dharmas so that what I should follow. If I go this way, this will be the effect. If I go straight, this will be the effect. If I go right, this will be the effect. So which way should I go? I should be able to think and decide. So I wanted to know first. So first he knew all the dharmas. That's what he's saying. Why? Because once I know, then like Adi Shankara said, alpa prayasam analpa palam. Means I'll learn the right things in life at the right time. Then I'll develop desires for the right things. Then I'll do the right things to achieve them. Then I would have lived my life of contentment. I would be happy and peaceful. So he says, Sutva Dharman Ateshena Pavanamita Tattashaha Yudhishthira Shantaravam Punarevabhya Bhashita. So Yudhishthira went to whom? Shantanu's son Bhishma Shantaravam Punareva Abhya Bhashita. Means he said, I want to listen more and more, and especially about something which will actually give me that contentment. So Yudhishthira Shantanavam means Yudhishthira approached the son of Shantanu, which is Bhishma. Bhishma was not his original name. His original name is Devavrata. You understand? When he took the terrible vow, he was called as Bhishma the Terrible. So thus he got the name Bhishma. So Yudhishthira approached Bhishmacharya and he wanted to know more. Punareva Abhya Bhashata. He wanted to listen more and more. Next. Yudhishthira uvacha. Yudhishthira uvacha. Kimekam daivatam loke kimvap yekam parayanam. Kimekam daivatam loke kimvap yekam parayanam. Suvantaktam kamarchantap prapnu yurmanavashubham. Suvantaktam kamarchantap prapnu yurmanavashubham. Yudhishthira uvacha. Kimekam daiva samloke kimbap yekam parayanam suvantakam kamachantak prapnu yurmanavashubham. Kimekam daiva samloke. Here the word loke, loka shabda meaning should be taken as shastra. Also it can be taken literally. Loke means the world, especially in shastra. Kimekam daiva samloke. What is that one Devata that is to be worshipped, mentioned in the Shastra? What is the sole divinity in the world, in the Shastra? Kimekam Devatam Loke. Yudhishthira asks six questions to Bhishmacharya, Bhishma Pitamaha. The first one is this. Kimekam Devatam Loke. What is the Devata I should worship? It's like asking, which minister should I approach? What will be your answer? If I would like to make connection or contact with one particular minister, which minister I should make contact with?
Go to the top, to the Prime Minister.
That's it. What is the answer going to be? You understand? Unnecessarily, we are worshipping all the other devatas. You know, you want wealth, you worship that particular devata. You want power, you worship that particular devata. You want knowledge, you worship that particular devata. But by going to one devata, how all my other things will be achieved? So that is what he is asking. Kimekam devatam loke. Then kimbapyekam parayanam. What is that ultimate supreme goal? In other words, what is the one supreme goal? Parayanam. Because why, you know, so many goals we have in life, isn't it? And then we keep on picking all the goals, one by one. Okay, this goal, achieve. Next goal, achieve. But still, there is constantly this feeling that I haven't achieved, there's something lacking. But this contentment is continuing. The sense of insecurity is continuing. The sense of incompleteness is continuing. So therefore, he says, what is that one supreme goal? Parayanam. Reaching that goal gives me everything. Because I am putting in that effort and I am achieving a certain goal. But the benefit I am getting is only temporary. So much effort and very little gain. What is the use? Therefore, if I know which one I should approach, I approach and I reach that goal, then it would be equal to having achieved all other goals. So what is that one sole divinity in the scriptures in the world? In other words, what is that one supreme goal? Two questions. Then stuvantaha kam. Stuvantaha kam means whom should I praise? By praising whom? All kinds of people we praise for some benefits. Nobody like you. And by praising them, you will get something. You know, those days it seems the poets used to go and sing praising the king. And the king will give them some gold coins. A bag of gold or so. So, like that, you know, we are going on praising. See, we have the hand. We have the organ of speech. And we have the mind, these equipments to be used properly. That's his question. I'm wasting these equipments in all of the non-essential. I understood that one. He's sitting on the throne. See, this is more important. When the question is coming, generally these kind of questions come during corona time. Because we are suffering, we are going through problems. Dukume simran sabakare. This fellow is sitting on the throne. He's achieved the throne. After so much of struggle, still he's asking, what is the goal? Which means what? These worldly thrones are not the goal. This is what we need to understand. So, what is the supreme goal and whom should I praise? It's called Vak Tapas. Vak Tapas means the organ of speech. It's an energy. I should conserve that. That's why they practice Mauna Vrata. Mauna Vrata they practice, no? For what? Firstly, you are wasting your energy talking all rubbish. So, conserve that. So that you can use it for higher. Then, when you keep quiet, you become aware of your thoughts. It gives you an opportunity to see what kind of thoughts you have. So, whom are you praising by using these words? The worldly stuff or something beyond? Suvantak kam. Whom should I praise? Then, kam archantaha. Whom should I worship with my hands? You understand? What is the ultimate goal for the intellect? The intellect should pitch what goal? And what devata the mind should worship, and what words are what Devata should be praised by what words? Suvanta kam kamarchataha. Then by what? By my hands, which deity should be worshipped? That's the question. So, kimekam devatam loke kimbapyekam parayanam suvantakam kamarchantha prapnu yurmana vashuvam. Manava, the manava jati, manushya, the human beings, especially those who would like to go towards good. See, shubham, shubham means good. The same thing Arjuna asks in the Bhagavad Gita, if you remember. He says, shreya, shreya means good. What is good for me? So those people who would like to lift themselves by walking in the path of dharma, they don't mechanically follow any path. They question which one should I follow. What will give me the peace? Any way we can live is not how a person, a wise man thinks. A wise man thinks there must be some way in which I should go, which will bring peace for me, peace for the whole society, productivity, prosperity for everyone. What is that path? So that's what he said. Prapnu yurmana vashuvam. For the manava jati, the shubham should come, and that kind of a thing I want to know from you. What is he saying? So, beautiful. Four questions he asked. Kimekam devatam loke. First question. Then, kimbapyekam parayana. Second one. Then, suvantaha kam. Then, kamartataha kam. And all this I want to know for what? Because I want to go towards good. I want to learn and live. I do not want to live and learn. It's the most expensive way of living. I must learn and then live. So therefore I am asking this. So four questions he asked in this particular verse. Two more he asks in the next. Ko dharma sarva dharmanam bhavata paramo mataha kim japan mucchate jantu janma samsara bandhanat. Ko dharma sarva dharmanam bhavata paramo mataha kim japan mucchate jantu janma samsara bandhanat. So the fifth question. Ko dharma ha? What dharma I should know of all dharmas? O dharma sarva dharmana. Of all dharmas, what should I know? The highest dharma. What is it? Ultimately, what is your ultimate goal, ultimate dharma to reach the self? So you should know about the self. That's your dharma. Even Yudhishthira and all the brothers are walking. The end of the Mahabharata, they are all walking up Himalayas. When they reach the top, the Vimana coming to take them to heaven. They are all walking in the spiritual path, that's what it means. And Yudhishthira walks and he says, all of you, please keep pace with me. Whoever drops and stops, he is not going to stop for them. He continues walking. So, the whole idea is what? Ultimate dharma is to use this body to lift yourself to that height where you become free from this Janma Samsara Bandham. And knowing the true reality, realizing the self. That's the ultimate dharma. I must know that. I can't say, I will learn that tomorrow. If you really understand the worldly life, you will never postpone that. Why? Because we don't know whether I'll be there tomorrow. In Mahabharata, there is a story where when somebody approached Yudhishthira after he became a king for some help, Yudhishthira said, you come and see me tomorrow, I'll give you. And apparently Bhima laughed. And the Yudhishthira said, why are you laughing? He said, I'm laughing because you're so sure that you'll be alive tomorrow. We don't know. We don't know what will happen to us tomorrow. So, Subhasya Shigram. Subhasya Shigram means what? What does it mean? Have you heard the term Subhasya Shigram? Anybody? Anybody there or not? No one is
yes,
there?
Yes, here, here.
Here.
What does Subhashya Sigram mean?
Do it now. Whatever you need to do, do it now.
Subha, good. Subha Karyam, don't postpone. You decided to give somebody something, give it then. Tomorrow your mind may change. Somebody will say, don't give him so much. Don't give her so much. Pagal ho gaya kya? You understand? Bad thing, they say, abhi karo. You understand? Delay mat karo. In fact, bad thing, you should delay. I think, who was that? I think it was Abraham Lincoln, right? Was it Abraham Lincoln? I don't know whether I'm saying the name correct. Whenever he used to get angry, and he used to write a letter, and he will never post it. He will keep it. Next day, he will take it and read it again. Then he will say, hey, yaar, why am I being so harsh? Why should I be so harsh? Let me change the words a little bit. Then he says, slowly, slowly, the hatred letter would turn out to be a love letter. So he had a file, I believe, unsigned letters. You know, so the bad things we don't delay. We want to do immediately. Good things we delay. But good things should not be delayed. Subhasya Shigram. So, he says, Ko dharma sarva dharmana. If I really understand the importance of knowing my real self, I will say nothing else should be given priority except this. Everything else can wait. But this is more important. I am not, going to waste my time. But what do we do? I'll do everything and then come and take this. Because we are so sure that we are going to live for long. How frivolous our life is. We will not recognize that. I think we studied Bhajagovindam. In Bhajagovindam he says, Nalini Dalagata Jalamati Tarala Vajjivita Matishaya Tarala. It's like, you know, water on the lotus leaf. There's a greasy surface. That water drop on the lotus leaf is like mercury on paper. It's going on moving. Any second it can fall back into the pond water. So any second, any time it can happen. We don't know. God knows. There are fellows who were told by doctors, you will maximum survive for 3 weeks. And the fellow is surviving more than 3 years. There are fellows who went to the full body checkup. You understand? They did all the full body checkups and everything. And they said, fantastic. They have all these machines which says, you know, you are actually 57, but as per all your parameters, you are only 45. He becomes so excited. The next day morning he doesn't get up. We hear all these kinds of stories, but we should not become pessimistic about life. But the moment we understand this, the transitory, passing, fleeting nature of life, first thing what we will do? Set the priorities right. Isn't it? We'll set the priorities right. This is the main thing. Everything else can wait. That is what shows that you are serious about getting there. That is bhakti. Bhakti is not that suddenly you get fits. Some people get fits, you know, like that. Like that. That is not bhakti. What is bhakti? I want to get there as soon as possible or right now. You know the story of Jayavijaya, no? The gatekeepers of Mahavishnu. And they were cursed by a muni in a particular situation. And later on when they pleaded, it was not their mistake. He said, anyway, I understand, but now that I curse you, you will have to be born on earth. He had actually cursed them that they will be born on earth for a few janmas. So he said, okay, I'll give you options. What? Either you will be born as great devotee of Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayana, for 100 janmas, or deadliest enemy of Lord Narayana, but only 3 janmas. Which one will you choose? What do you think they chose? Great devotees. Who said that? Sadhana.
Yeah.
They chose three Janma's deadliest enemies. I told you, know, as quickly as possible. Mera goal kya hai? I must become one with Brahman. I don't want one more Janma. I don't want one more any of this nonsense. Enough is enough. You understand? But then the priority will be what? As soon as possible, I should get there. If you have to go and meet your children in America, let's say they are settled there, and grandchildren are born. Now, you haven't seen them for long. You are wanting to go there. Will you want to take the route which takes you faster, or you want to go by seeing all the world and go? You say, nothing doing. While coming back, maybe I'll see if at all, but now I have to go straight. So, Jaya Vijaya said, we will choose the three Janmas as deadliest enemies of Mahavishnu. They were born as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And then Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And then Kamsa and Shishupala. And Mahavishnu said, okay, I will take birth and get you back. That's what the story says. You guys go, don't worry. I will come and get you back as quickly as possible. And they went back within three Janmas. So the whole idea is that dharma, ko dharma sarva dharma na. What is that dharma I should know? That knowledge. What should I know as a human being? Where I should spend my time and energy, what is the knowledge I should gather? O dharma sarva dharmanam bhavata paramomata. According to you, O Bhishmaji, he is asking, bhavata paramomata. According to you, why did he go to Bhishma? First of all, why was he advised to go to Bhishmacharya? Are you getting any idea? I don't know whether I told this last week. When Yudhishthira was disturbed, he asked to go to Bhishmacharya and ask for the wisdom. Same wisdom. Why?
Because Bhishma is non-biased.
Non-biased. Okay. What else?
Because he had sacrificed for the benefit of the kingdom.
Okay, what else? Bhishma is the oldest. Old person has lived more than any one of us. So he has seen the good, bad and ugly. They must have learned from their life. So there must be some good things that we can learn from the old people. In fact, in our culture, nowadays what is happening is all our culture is gone for a toss. All old people are sent to old age homes. You understand? But, and our children are growing up with the maids at home. In the olden days, when people went to somebody's house, they used to sit with the old people and learn all the wisdom from them. We used to learn, you know. Okay, yeah. We used to make these mistakes. We grew up making these mistakes. We learned this way. So now you should not make the same mistake. You don't have to go and find Newton's first law, second law, third law again. It's already found. You have to go and study. Same way, these people have lived their life. So when we go to them and ask, you understand? We will get the wisdom. Who has patience now? First of all, so many old people, have they really got wisdom? That is another question, side by side. You understand? They have mechanically existed, but have they really got wisdom? But if at all you go to an old person, you go on, you get real knowledge from them. That's very valuable, isn't it? don't have to make those mistakes again. Some of these people who give advice to the organizations and corporates, they have served in many organizations at different levels. So they've seen the good, bad and everything. So they, when they become consultants, they know this way that fellow did, and if this is the problem he faced, so he will advise you. If you go this path, this problem may come up. Be prepared for that. Let's get ready for this this way and then do this. So you spend your time with the consultant for that purpose only. No? So Yudhishthira went to consult with Bhishma because he was old, grandsire. I think when Mahabharata war happened, Arjuna was around 80 years old, Arjuna and Krishna, approximately, plus or minus. And Bhishmacharya, I think, was 125 or more. Yes, somebody was asking something.
I was just asking that maybe after the class, can you tell us when this is set? Like, when did Yudhishthira go to Bhishma? Like in Mahabharata, it was Arjun went to...
He went after he was crowned. After the Mahabharata war was over and Yudhishthira was crowned. After that he went.
But then Bhishma was no more, no?
No, he was on the bed of arrows.
On the arrows. Okay.
He was on the bed of arrows. So, Kodharma Sarva Dharmanam Bhavata Paramo Mataha. So the opinion of Bhishma matters. You should also learn, you should also know whose opinion you should value. Why Bhishmacharya's opinion is valued? Because of this reason. Main reason is, he's an old person who's lived so long, he's seen different generations, and he survived all these different generations, and there must be a lot of wisdom to learn from him. So his opinion matters. Therefore he went, Ko dharma sarva dharmana bhavata paramo mataha. Then Kim Japan? Fifth question, Ko dharma sarva dharma. Sixth question is Kim Japan? Japa. Whom should I do Japa on? That's the question. By repeating whose name? Japa. Japa means repeating name. Japa Yajna. So, whose name I should repeat? Kim Japan. Nowadays we are repeating some name. What is the name? Money. Listen. All the time money. Money is the name we are repeating. So he is asking, Kim Japan? What name I should repeat? Muchyate. Janma samsara bandhana. Again, janma samsara bandhana. Janma samsara bandhana muchyate. Muchyate means to become free from janma samsara bandhana. That is the main thing. So the technique of living, what is the technique of living? The technique of living is, while you contact the world, you don't create impressions so that you have to come back. It's called technique of living. Now what is happening is, if you lived your life properly in the 10th standard, you will be promoted to 11th standard. If you live your life properly in the 11th standard, you will be promoted to 12th standard. Correct or not? So, what does it mean? If you have not learned your lessons properly in the 10th standard, you will be made to sit down there one more year. Correct? So, if you are living your life properly, what does it mean? It means you will be evolving. What is happening now? Repeated birth, repeated death. Repeated birth, repeated death. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam. Is going on. So I must become free from this. Therefore, whom should I be thinking about doing japam about? Kim japan muchyate janma samsara bandhana. In fact, the very word is japa. Japa means what? Ja stands for removing janma. Pa stands for removing papa. So japa. Japa helps you to get rid of the janma and the papa. Papa technically means papa and punya both. the pap and punya that makes us come back again and again. So by doing japa on whom does human being or any creature become free from the bondage of birth and transmigration, being born again and again and again. Punarapijananam punarapimana. So that's what he's asking. O dharma sarva dharmana bhavata paramo mataha kim japan mukshyate janto janma samsara bandhana. Now, six questions. What are the six questions? Kimekam daivatam loke. First question. Kimbapyekam parayanam. Second question. Suvantat kam. Whom should I praise? Third question. Kim archantaha. Fourth question. The fifth question. Kodharma sarvadharmana. Bhavata paramomataha. Fifth question. What dharma? Then, sixth question. Kim japan. Six questions Yudhishthira is asking. Basically what it means is my body, my mind, my intellect should be used for that. So what is that I should use them? In which direction should I use them? How to use my body, my intellect properly? That's what it is. How to live my life? If you draw it slowly like this, this is the conclusion you'll come to. So basically all these questions means what? How do I live properly? This hand, is it being used to do archanam to the Lord or is it only used to count the money? My mouth, organ of speech, is it properly being used to praise the divinity or to praise all the worldly things? My mind, is it thinking of the Lord, divinity, or is it thinking of the world? So how do I take it? You have lived so many years. So therefore you tell me. This is why I am asking you. These are the questions I am asking you for this purpose. What purpose? I must become free from all this samsara. And interesting, he is asking it after having become the king. Not because he is not sure if he will win the war and get the throne. That time many people ask this question. Tomorrow if the match is there for you, Olympic final. Tomorrow, if it's there today, you will pray. But after winning, do you consider that as nothing but transitory, passing, fleeting thing? Then you are a philosopher. Then you understood. We are all temporary. There's something else called permanent. That's what he's asking. You know, that when he said, you know, parayanam. See, we take it very easy. But parayana means what? This beautiful story Swamiji gives in Bhagavad Gita, his book. In a particular kingdom, they had this strange rule. They select a king through some process. But once they selected him, he is selected only for 5 years. Like our election system. You know, 5 years he will be the king. 5th year, when the term is over, the last day, he will be sent on a boat. There is a river in the kingdom. The other side of the river is thick jungle. Inside, all wild animals are living. So, the king will be transported on the boat to the other side of the river. 5th year, last day, is the tradition. So, whoever became the king, every day they were partying, enjoying, because they have become the king, enjoying. Slowly, slowly they started getting depressed as the 3rd year, 4th year, 5th year approached. And in 5th year, as the days were passing by, they become more and more depressed. The last day, almost the dead body only was thrown out of the, thrown to the other side. Almost, they became like dead body, as it were. But one particular fellow, when he became the king, like others, he was also partying, but his partying was going beyond limits every day, increasing more and more, 5th year maximum. Last day, unbelievable party. They thought he's gone mad. He's not gone mad. What he did was, then he went on the boat, he started talking to the ferryman. He said, how much do they pay you to go from this side to that side? He said, some amount of money they give me. I will pay you 10 times. Will you operate from the other side? He said, are you mad? The other side is jungle. That you don't bother. Will you operate from that side if I give you 10 times more? He said, if my life is safe, why not? He said, don't worry, your life is safe. What this fellow did is, quietly as he was partying, he had sent all the engineers and everybody to the other side and created a beautiful city there. Got hold of all the wild animals and everything, put them all in, you know, zoo. And he created a beautiful city. Now to that city, he is the permanent king. To that city, he is the permanent king. They are only 5 years. They are permanent. So, while he was having fun, he was also very seriously working on achieving something permanent. He knows this is temporary. So this body in which we are expressing ourselves now is temporary sojourn. While we are in this temporary sojourn, we should use the equipments given to us properly. Not waste it in the worldly stuff and drain it and completely lose it. Have fun, but never lose focus. There's a very nice Tamil song. It's called Sittar song. Sittars, you know, in Tamil Nadu there are a lot of Sittars. Sittargal. They have beautiful songs. There's one song it says, Nandavanathil lo randi, avan nangaru madamai kuyavanai veti, kondu vandhan oru thondi, adai kootadi kootadi kootudai thandi, Nandavanathil lo randi. What does it mean? What does it mean? Nandavanathil lo randi. In this beautiful garden, one fellow was born. Avan nangaru madamai kuyavanai veti. For 6 + 4, 10 months, he was in the mother's womb. And by the grace of Lord, he was born on earth as a human being. Kondu vandhan oru thondi means this body, human embodiment. To get a human embodiment is not a joke. Because only in human embodiment, you have the option of centralization. So, kondu vandhan oru thondi. But having been born as a human being, what does he do? Kootadi kootadi kootudai thandi means what? Indulging in the sensory pleasures, he destroyed the opportunity. What it means. So therefore, I must know how to use my equipments properly. So 6 questions Yudhishthira asked and Bhishmacharya sat answering from the next verse. Bhishma uvacha jagat prabhum deva devam anantam purushottamam suvannama sahasrena purushas tatatotitaha. Bhishma uvacha jagat prabhum deva devam anantam purushottamam suvannama sahasrena purushas tatatotitaha. Bhishma replied, answered to Yudhishthira. He says, jagat prabhum, Lord of the world, jagat. Jagat means the changing aspect. A Lord, the unchanging reality. Jagat Prabhu, the changeless reality, which is the Lord of the changing world. Jagat Prabhu, Deva Devam, the Lord of Lords. Deva Devam, Anantam, infinite. Purusha Uttamam, Uttama Purusha. The Supreme Self. The Supreme Being. Stuvannama Sahasrena. By praising that Lord of Lords, who is Jagat Prabhu, how constantly Stuvannama Sahasrena Purusha Satato Titaha. by praising him constantly by means of his 1,000 names, a person is always uplifted. So, first he is answering sixth question. The sixth question is, Kim Japan? Whom should I be doing japa upon? He says, Jagat Prabhu. I already told you, Jagat means that which is changing. It's called Jagat. Constantly his body is changing. Isn't it? Morning born, night dies. Morning dies, afternoon born. Afternoon dies, evening born. Evening dies, night born. Night dies, morning born. In this constant flux of change, a day is maintained. So this world is in a constant flux of change. That's called Jagat. Prabhu. Prabhu means Lord. Who is Lord? To be the Lord of changeless, to be the Lord of changing, you have to be the changeless entity. If you are going to be influenced by the change, then you are not the Lord. When you say Lord, means you have the option. You have the choice. You have the power. So he says, Jagat Prabhu. Jagat Prabhu means what? The Lord who is changeless and is not influenced by the changes. Remaining the substratum of the changes. That Jagat Prabhu, who is the Deva Devam. So what is saying? You will worship all the Devas. He is a Deva, Deva of all Devas. All these Devas go to him when there is a problem. What Shweta said. Shweta has been studying Gita for 10, 11 years now. So directly she answered, Prime Minister, I'll go. I will not go to any ministers unnecessarily wasting my time. Because all the ministers go to Prime Minister only. Every time you hear from the news, the cabinet expansion is happening. Few ministers may be asked to go. Few ministers may come in. It's all in the hands of the Prime Minister. So, Deva Devam. Deva themselves go there. So why should I go there? I should directly go to the top. Not waste my time in all these small, small things. So therefore he says, Jagat Prabhu Deva Devam Anantam. Anantam means what? Infinite. Purusha Uttama. The Supreme Being. All beings who live, they come and go. The Supreme Being is neither coming nor going. It is always existing. Hence Supreme. Sat, Chit, Ananda, Swarup. Always Sat, existing. Chit, always conscious. Shining. And always blissful. That is Purusha Uttama. That Supreme Being, you should do Japa. Stuvan Nama Sahasrena. Nama Japam. Stuvan Nama. So, whom should you do japa upon? Whose nama you should do japa? Yes, that Lord who is all-pervading reality. How do you do that? That one all-pervading reality is what has become this entire universe. That's why we say all-pervading. Therefore, he has all names, all kinds of names, 1,000 names. So, 1,000 names means endless names. That's what it means. Suvan nama sahasrena purusha satato titaha. And how long? Constantly, 24/7, by praising him constantly, by means of his 1,000 names, a person is always uplifted. A person is always uplifted by chanting of 1,000 names of that Lord. You should actually be doing japa on that Lord. How? By chanting that 1,000 names of that Lord. The first answer Bhishmacharya gives to Yudhishthira. Just because you become the king now doesn't mean you stop thinking about the Lord. See, you could have climbed and gone to a greater heights in life, but you should never forget your teacher. So there's a very, very interesting episode. Literally actually happened in Oman. I don't remember the exact year. One of our presidents was Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma. When he was president of India, he visited Oman, you know, the Middle East country, Oman. And he went there, the king of Oman, I think it was Sultan Qaboos, he drove the car personally, came to the airport to receive it. He broke all the protocols and everything. He said, personally he drove the car, came and received Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma. You know why? Does anyone know? Sultan Qaboos studied under Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma in Pune somewhere. Pune or some university, maybe some other place. So he said, I am not going to the airport to receive the President of India as the President of Oman or King of Oman. I am going as a student receiving my Guru. You understand? You could have come to different heights today, but he was the ladder. You climbed on that ladder and reached this position. You cannot forget that ladder which helped you to climb this. So similarly, you may be sitting on the throne, Yudhishthira, but what is the real thing that is supporting the entire universe? You may be Prabhu of this, he is Jagat Prabhu. So you better say Namaskar to him. Jagat Prabhu, Deva Deva Manantam Purushottamam Stuvannama Sahasrena Purusha Satato Titaha. Constantly think of it. And if you have to constantly think, you have to put that in the subconscious. Then in the sleep also it will be there. So therefore in the conscious time, during the waking state, what do? The thousand names are there. So you do Parayana. You do Parayana of thousand names. Vishwam, Vishnu, Vajakkaro, Bhuta, 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 Bhavatra, Bhu, Bhuta, Bhuta, Bhubhavo, Bhuta. You go like this. When you keep on doing, what happens? The conscious efforts are put in to reprogram your subconscious to the thought of the divinity. This is what you are supposed to do, Yudhishthira, he says. So with this, we will stop here. Last week, I think Mamtaji had said if we could keep some time, 5 to 10 minutes for question answers. So we will do that. If you have any questions, please do ask.
Thank you, Guruji. Guruji, you have Sahasranam for every god, right? Like you have a
many gods you have. You have Shiva, sure. You have Lalita, you have Vishnu.
Ganesh. Ji,
yeah. Lot of Sahasranamas are there. Of so that, these three are popular. Shiva, Vishnu and Lalita.
So is this so that you always take god's name? So why do they give a thousand names, Guruji? If you just have to remember Vishnu's name, is it enough to just remember one name? Like if you remember Hari, is that enough? Or is
more
it
than,
enough?
More than enough. More than enough. That's why in the end, if you see, when you hear M.S. Subbalakshmi Amma's chanting, you know, in the end, he says, in the end it comes, no? What is that line? Sri Rama Rama Rameti Rame Rame Mano Rame. Sahasranama Tastulyam Rama Nama Varaname Rama Nama Varaname Om Namah Iti. Does Rama Nama is enough? One name is enough.
But it is the different attributes that they are talking about in the different names, so that it's exactly what it symbolizes.
Exactly. So that the mind, see, mind means what? Right, you know. You see, the morning, you are clothed differently. When you go to the office, you are clothed differently. You come back from office, you are clothed differently. Then you are going to a party, you are going to differently. In the party also, different, you know. So, one of my relatives here, just 5 days ago I met him. And we are, I didn't know about him, somebody was telling me. Whenever he goes for any function, he carries some 2-3 suitcases, all clothes. For every 1 hour he is changing clothes. You understand? So mind is variety. In all varieties the mind goes, they planted God. So that you cannot go anywhere away from God. Anywhere. You understand? It went to money, God is Lakshmi. It went to power, God is Durga. It went to knowledge, God is Saraswati. Wherever it can go, so 1,000 names. That's all. That's the idea.
So again, going back to my that question in the middle, what I had asked was that like in the Mahabharata, Arjuna is asking Krishna because he's in a dilemma in the middle of the war, what is the right dharma to follow? So in this, and that's how the Gita is there in the Mahabharata. And in this, so Yudhishthira, after he's become king, he's gone to Bhishma to understand what is the goal, what is the ultimate goal, is it? Like, what should my goal be now?
Yes.
Okay.
Because after achieving that, still he is not satisfied. Then somewhere I am being wrong. One must think, no. There's so much of effort they got this. Still the santosh, the contentment is not. Then what is it? Somewhere I am going wrong. So what should I know? That's the question.
And Guruji, I don't know the story about Bhishma. So then how does he eventually... he's on that bed of arrows for a long time and then he eventually gets...
Then he waits for the Uttarayanam to come. I think, I don't know the exact dates and all, somewhere... I'm very bad in all these stories and remembering the names and all these things. So, whatever I know, I'll share, maybe I'm wrong. He waited for the Uttarayanam to come and then he... see, he has got a boom. So, when he...
That he can choose.
When he sacrificed for his father that time, they called him Bhishma the Terrible and they blessed him and said, you will die only when you want to die. It's the boon he got. So he kept his body for the Uttarayanam to come and then he gave his body.
What is Uttarayanam to come?
Uttarayanam is the
month,
season, not season, the 6 months of bright part
the
of
period.
The time. Yeah.
Okay, the
period. Generally between 15th January to 15th June. Generally. Plus or minus. That they call as Uttarayana. So I think his date of death was somewhere around 18th January or so. That's what
never, yeah.
I don't know. Wherever
asking,
I read. Something like that. Or February. Something like that.
So Guruji, what does Bhishmaji tell Yudhishthir? What is that whole, where is that available?
This is it. Yeah, it's coming slowly.
Okay.
Slowly he will come to that place where he will give us 1,000 names.
So just now he is asking the question and then he will...
Bhishma is answering. And finally he will say, Yani Namani Gaunani Vikyatani Mahatmanaha. And then he gets into the giving of the, what do you call, the names. But in our tradition, actually in Mahabharata, after the Yani Namani Gaunani, immediately he will go to 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu. But in the tradition, what we do, there is something called as Vyasa. Vyasa means installation. Then Dhyanam. Dhyanam means visualization. So installation and visualization comes in between. Then we will get into studying the 1,000 names.
Why aren't the Pandavas treated as Vedvyasas? Like when they say the sun, they don't say any of the Pandavas or any of the Kauravas. Why is that so, Guruji?
No, come again.
Like remember? Even now, when even in Vishnu Sahasra now, when they take the name now, his son, Vedvyasa's son, they only give one name, right?
Okay, Sukatatam.
Yeah.
Saponidim. Huh.
Why is it that the other names are not given?
See, he is only biological father because Vichitravira could not beget children. You understand? But he was not the technical father. Technical father is Vichitravira. That's what I was telling in between also. Whereas, in case of Sukha, he was the technical father, not just the biological father.
But wasn't Vichitravira dead by the time?
Exactly, he's dead. He could not make a children, he's dead. They said for the continuation of the kingdom, the stage through the stage, they could continue the progeny. So he, in that sense, he did that. That's all. Otherwise, he was not the technical father. Therefore, it is said like that.
Okay.
So nothing wrong. You can say if you want to say, no problem.
But as long as I was just curious.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So the reason is this: age Vyasa only for the continuation of the kingdom, not for any other purpose. Should we conclude now?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Guruji. Thank you so much for this question answer of time.
Om Purnamadha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Om Kayena Vacha Manasendriyeva Buddhyatmanava Prakrute Svabhava Karomi Adhyat Sakalam Parasmai Narayanayeti Samarpayami. Hari Om. See you all next week.